The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Pressure to lose weight for the big day mounts. Many women find themselves navigating complex relationships with food. This can lead to significant issues that extend beyond the wedding itself. And it's not just women who are affected also. Joining me to talk about shedding for the wedding is Sarah Kennedy, wedding planner and dietitian Orla Walsh, both on the line. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Now, Sarah, when you go to wedding fairs, you see people who are selling services like videographers and photographers, wedding dresses, even social media editors. Mm-hmm. Do you have people flogging diet plans as well?
Well, do you know what? It's really, really funny because I've worked in this industry now for, I think it's approaching nearly 20 years. And if I go back even 10 to 15 years in and around the time that I was getting married myself, I remember walking through the RDS, and the RDS would be the biggest wedding fair that happens every year. And it's the wedding show. And I remember, you know, preparing for my own wedding. And I remember that there was this one stand, and it was set up like a military, like for the army, but it was like bridal boot camp. And I remember signing up to it because I was so desperate. I was like, Jesus, I have to look right on the day. And this was pressure I was putting myself under. Nobody else was telling me. And I remember doing this boot camp, and it was ruthless. Whereas now, if you go through to that fair, which I'm lucky I get to work at, but it's more focused on wellness, well-being. There are personal trainers there, but it's more about a more holistic approach. Now, has the industry moved on to do more than that? Probably not, particularly now that we still see that there is still that cycle of brides under immense pressure that they have to look and feel a certain way. But it's not as bad as it used to be. But there's still a long, long way to go
I would have thought it's worse than ever because of social media. People share their shots, and they even, I mentioned, people sometimes employ a social media coordinator, and people are told, don't post any shots of my wedding until my social media coordinator gets everything organized.
Well, look, if you even do a quick search on Google for weight loss for wedding, you're going to get. And I think this is really where the line is, right? Because there's healthy ways to get to feel well and feel good, which I'm sure Orla will talk to you about. But the results that are coming back on Google, because they're the most searched ones, are quick, in a month, in 6 months, right? So they're fad diets, they're quick, they're high cortisol pumping solutions that are going to stress brides out and put on like a whole load, bring them mentally down into a lot of turmoil that's not healthy for them. And then you go onto social media. So you're being put in front of, you know, other people's weddings. You're being put in front of models in dresses. And I think this is really the cusp. There's this big focal point about on the day, the bride is going to be the central focal point. They're going to be in a dress, and therefore that you have to look and feel your best. And there's so many comments, and I remember it myself. Oh, you're going to look brilliant. You're going to be the most beautiful bride. And oh my God, your dress. There's this big emphasis on it. So naturally, a bride is going to internalize that, and that's going to be mulling around in their head and consume them for quite some time. Now, don't get me wrong, there's many brides, and I've seen it myself out there, where they're like, no, I've bought my dress to fit me as it is, and this is who I am. And I love that, and I wish there was more of that. But the reality is that immediately when people are thinking about this dress and them being, you know, a focal point, they put themselves under a huge amount of pressure.
I mean, when they're ordering the dress, and normally these they might be off the peg, you know, because that's why people see the dress. They want to see it already made up. Very few people, I suppose, get it made from scratch. And is there this thing that I secretly I might be a size 12, but I'm never a size 12. I'm ordering a size 10, and I'll adjust me to fit the dress rather than the dress to fit around me.
Do you know what? And you see, like majority of bridal boutique owners that I know, we've had this conversation many times where the bridal boutique owner will talk people off the ledge of that conversation now. So there used to be a narrative of like, oh, sure, you're going to lose a load of weight for your wedding. So ordered down a size. Whereas majority of bridal boutique owners are saying, do you know what? We ran into these problems where actually maybe the weight doesn't come off, and then you're left with a dress that can only be let out so much, or it can't be, you know, it can't be adjusted to the level it needs to be adjusted. So there's a lot more that are realistic, saying, look, this is how you are now. Okay, a month out, we'll remeasure and check how you are. But don't work off the basis that you are going to be 2 stone lighter than you currently are, because that's just not a realistic way to buy your dress. And I think, to be fair, that kind of way of buying and that kind of sales approach I have not seen that in a very, very long time, which is good news. But the reality is...
But I mean, I Googled, just as you suggested, 10-week program is open now. Sign up for weight loss today. Exactly what to eat 2 weeks before your wedding to lose, dot, dot, dot. I thought I was beyond wedding day pressure, and it turns out I'm not. The do's and don'ts of wedding weight loss. Searching for a wedding diet. You don't need to lose weight. I need a crash diet quick. This is all to
and
do
that's
with
scary.
How
this
to
is
lose
scary
weight
because
fast.
It's the long term effects. And this is it. It's instant gratification. And I think that's really where it is. And I've learned this the really hard way. I've yo-yo dieted. I did it for my wedding. I was miserable. I was burnt out. I crashed on my honeymoon. I know exactly the pitfall of this. And it's really interesting that you've Orla coming on, because I actually attend one of her dietitians, Isabel. And I've learned that relationship with food, the long way and the hard way, is actually that food is fuel. And the reality for a bride that I wish everybody would understand is this is a highly emotive, highly stressful, highly physical time of your life, because you're running around, you have a lot going on. There's all sorts of different emotions running through your body. You need to be the strongest version of yourself. So it's not about the skinniest version. It's about the strongest version of yourself. And you need that good ammunition in your body to get you through that. So it's not about one picture where you've starved yourself and you went on that one day, I didn't eat one single carb for 10 weeks, but actually now I've got long-term issues where I now need to go and get, you know, injections for vitamins, and I'm in hospital, and I've a long-term eating disorder. That is just not a good pattern to be in. And I do think that, you know, if I could reach out and hug every single bride there, and I know they're sitting at their desk and work, they're sipping on supplements rather than actually eating good, nutritious food. And they are just so consumed with having to lose, they're standing on the scales every other day, but and they're just so hyper-consumed.
If your natural body shape and size is X, and then you become X divided by two for your wedding day, and then people see you 3 months later and you've gone back up to X, and they're looking at the pictures of your wedding day and say, oh God, hasn't she gone to seed? Has she gone to look at her on a wedding day? She was gorgeous.
I know, but sure, but isn't this the problem? This societal pressure of having to look and feel a certain way, and you can't move left and you can't move right without somebody commenting on your body weight. And that's the problem. And I think that's really why it gets into brides' heads naturally, is because not only do we have that feeling that, and do you know what? Majority of the time, people aren't thinking like that about you. And that is the God honest truth. A lot of it is you in your mind thinking, I need to look a certain way, and what will people think if I turn up like this? Whereas, and the reality is if you are consuming a high level of social media, and as soon as you watch one piece of content that covers off a topic like that, you are going to be inundated with it. And I see it, I know I've been there. I've had the non-stop, you know, weight loss, you know, messaging sent out.
And then, of course, on the wedding day, you have all the makeup and so on. But if you've shed a huge amount of weight to the point that you no longer look like you used to be, the happy, healthy person, people saying, she doesn't look well. No, is there something wrong?
Problem.
Is she sick?
They can keep their opinions to themselves.
No, but you know what I mean?
If someone is too thin... If they're too thin, exactly.
They're not looking well.
And look, the reality is, you know, you are running around so much in the lead up to your wedding, and you're doing so much that naturally your body is in a very different kind of state of running around. So you do tend to kind of run on empty a little bit in the lead up. So naturally that's going to come through. I had it myself, and I had outbreak spots, the works, on the morning of the wedding. But so that's why the thing is that don't put... Nobody else really cares about your weight. Nobody cares. This is really something that's internalizing with the bride, that assumes people think a certain way and that they have to look a certain way, when in fact they actually don't. Because majority of people that are coming to your wedding are mad about you as you are, not because of the size you are. And I think that's really the cusp of it, that, you know, a lot don't, it just... They're thinking of the photo, they're thinking of the video, they're thinking of the social media, and they feel that they want to be perceived a certain way in that dress, full makeup, looking the best that they've ever looked in their entire life. But we have to remember, it is one day. It is one day. And wouldn't you rather feel healthy for the rest of your life than crash over for the sake of a day? And I think that's really it. But as an industry, we probably need to do more to level that playing field, to break down that pressure that naturally consumes brides. And, you know, if there is one way we could do something is for a start for brides, particularly to protect themselves around social media, is try and block a lot of that content coming into your feed by blocking it.
Right, Sarah, I think you've laid out the arguments very well there. But Orla Walsh is a dietitian listening in. Orla, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on to talk about a topic like this. It's incredibly important.
Now, are you seeing a lot of it? People, because you're a dietitian and people come to you and say, I want to lose a stone from my wedding, which is 6 months from now. When they say that, do you say no, no, no? Or do you say, I'm going to help you?
Well, I suppose my focus is about holistic health, and it's about, you know, nourishing the body as it wants to be nourished. So giving the body the nutrition it needs when it needs it. And your body will reflect what you continuously do. So if you eat a healthier diet and you live a healthier life, your body will reflect that too. And sometimes that leads to body weight loss. I suppose it's music to my ears when people come in a year to the wedding and there's time. And you know, we know that about one in three women take up on drastic measures in the lead up to their wedding. And so if people are coming in a year's time, that's not drastic and that's safer. And, you know, that's music to my ears. So that wouldn't be such a bad thing. I suppose that my worry is the people who are doing the drastic measures. Perhaps they booked to get a wedding dress that is too small and they have a short space of time to try and fit into it. Or they're just doing it because of societal pressures, or they have been told by someone they care about to actually lose weight. And the problem is that people go too extreme and they eat below their basal metabolic rate. So what that means is they eat below a certain amount of calories, and we need a certain amount of calories to fuel the systems in our body. So if they're not fueling the systems in their body gets upset and doesn't work as it should, and there are consequences. And the body has a priority list, thank God. So it will put calories towards your heart and your digestive system and your endocrine system and things like that. But as a consequence to other things such as your hair, skin and nails and fertility.
Okay, so you have nails breaking, you have hair loss for some people, the spots that Sarah mentioned breaking out in an untimely way because you're simply undernourished.
Exactly. And every diet you go on, you're risking an eating disorder. And, you know, there are genes that we know that put people genetically more susceptible to an eating disorder or disordered eating. But it can sometimes take people by surprise and take hold and can become a lifelong issue just from that one diet. And they might have, you know, they might be perfectly healthy and not need to lose an ounce. But again, it's that pressure, that one picture that you might hang on your wall for life. But at the same time, most of us don't even look at that picture every day, or, you know, life gets busy and you move on and realize that actually that one day doesn't matter so much. It's actually the rest of the life with that person.
Yeah. My wedding picture, the girl sometimes looked at it and said, Dad, I can't believe you were that thin. I didn't have to diet though. Well, that was just the way I was then, not that way anymore.
I can say my kids look at it and kind of go, is that you, mummy? But it's because I had three kids in 5 years, so they don't recognize me because I'm so sleepy deprived and I've aged so much from having them.
When you talk about kids though, that is another element of all of this, that you might disturb your reproductive system by under eating.
Yeah, and lots of people get married in order to have kids, or because they, you know, want to be married with kids for legal reasons. And I suppose we need to bring in the men here as well. So if you under-eat, there's not enough calories going to your reproductive system, and important sex hormones reduce in the body. So, for example, estrogen reduces in females, stopping the menstrual cycle. And testosterone can reduce in men too, and that can cause a whole heap of issues, including body composition changes. So a reduction in muscle mass and an increase in body fat mass. So the exact opposite of what people are trying to achieve. And I suppose the other thing is that what age are you when you're getting married? Because if you lose muscle mass, it becomes increasingly harder to regain that muscle mass, especially after 30. And muscle mass, we know the evidence is so clear. The stronger you are, the less likely you are to die from anything, both in the short and long term. So we know that it's really important to protect those lean tissues. So again, I would implore people listening not to go below their basal metabolic rate at least.
A question, Orla, from one of our listeners. Ozempic, are brides now turning to Ozempic?
Yes and no. Ozempic is a drug like any others, there to solve certain problems or certain challenges and help people. It's actually very hard to get your hands on Ozempic. So this notion that everyone's being prescribed it and everyone's taking it, that's not the case, because there's plenty of people who are prescribed it and can't get hold of it at all and can't get their hands on it and haven't been able to for months. But Ozempic is used by many people in order to help reduce body weight and excess body weight. I suppose you hear about the drastic scenarios or maybe the celebs, but there's lots of people, everyday people, who that medication can really help their health. So I'm not for it or against it. It's a medication. It just needs to be used properly. But the notion that everyone's on it, it's just not true.
Yeah. I'll read out some of the comments. It isn't just the brides. Under no pressure from our daughter, we still went ahead and went on a diet to lose a bit of weight. We wore out the scales. Mind you, I really enjoyed the huge cooked breakfast that I devoured the morning after the wedding. That's from a father. I lost so much weight from my wedding, but immediately put it all back on after the wedding, and my relationship with food is now terrible. I calorie count everything, obsessed with not fitting into clothes now, and find myself binging, eating, kicking off the whole process again. Brides everywhere, thin, in lovely dresses, very difficult to avoid. Bigger dresses can make bigger women look like marshmallows. Another one, ah, come on. I often find that women are the biggest critic of women, women putting pressure on other women to look their best. And I don't know whether this is from a man or a woman. Please remember that the man who will be standing beside you asks you to marry him as you were before, not on your wedding day when you might be differently shaped, shall we say. So, Sarah, go back to you for your reflections on what Orla has been saying.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And this is hindsight is a wonderful place to be in, having been the bride with this, you know, hyper consumption that I had to lose 10 stone in a week. So and now coming out the other side, having gone, you know, worked, you know, with Orla Walsh's team to really understand food and its purpose. And, you know, I just really, really wish, and even from an industry perspective, to level that playing field, to debunk this necessity that, you know, I suppose to put a bride's mind at ease, you don't have to do this for one day. That is not what's important here. It's about feeling strong and healthy and being able to actually absorb and enjoy the day, having not burnt yourself out. And I think that's really the big notion, that if people could connect the dots in that term to see that they just have to feel strong and healthy for their day, then I think that mind shift alone could go a long way.
I suppose at the end of the day, just be as healthy as you can, eat what you need, enjoy your life, not be preoccupied with everything, and then Photoshop the pictures at the end.
Well, Kate Middleton is photoshopping, so everybody's at it.
All right, very good. Sarah Kennedy, wedding planner and dietitian, Orla Walsh, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.